Lizzie does in fact have nothing to say for once in her entire life. All she can hear is the pumping of her own heart distorting the sound of Fitz's attempts to get an answer out of her. What did he expect her to say? After years of dramatics between their two families, after her flagrant disregard for Fitz's emotions, what first drew him to her? All that and her razor-sharp wit. After all of the stolen glances and twitching palms exchanged, how could Lizzie possibly answer Fitz's marriage proposal? She can't, that's how.
He stands before her, having just poured his heart out, and all she is doing is staring back dumbly. He cannot believe what an infant she is being. They must be together. That much has never been more clear to Fitz than today. He knows she feels the same as he does. So why can't she just say yes? Why must she always make everything so difficult?
Lizzie looks above and the heavens open up, spitting down on these strange lovebirds. Fitz doesn't stop looking at her. In fact, her dress sleeve is still held steadfast in his hand, but with the slickness of the wet fabric in the rain, she slips away and begins to run through the green gardens, back towards the manor. Perhaps she will find her answer there.
Of course he chases after her. He should have known she would put up a fight. Fighting with Fitz is her favourite pastime. A little rain will not deter this man's bleeding heart. His coattails flap behind him as the rain falls harder.
Lizzie approaches the steps leading up to the manor's front porch. Her shoe meets the step and slips without gripping. She falls, tearing the bottom of her dress, but a hand abruptly wraps around her abdomen, preventing her falling further. Fitz helps her to her feet, but will not release her wrist.
She struggles as they move up the steps, both sopping in their clothes and dripping onto the porch. He pushes her against the archway of the porch. He is incredulous at her behaviour.
His breath is hot on her face. She looks back, deep into his arrogant eyes. She is in peak form. This is where she thrives, vexing him.
He grips her wrist tightly behind her back, his wet body pressing closer into hers. She wants him. She always has. But she will never concede. She will never break. She cannot let him win, even though she loves him more than she can stand.
She wants to rip him apart. With her fingernails, her lips, every part of her body, she wants to devour him. She wants to set him on fire. Lightning strikes, not far from where they are on the porch. She flinches into his arms a bit, then steadies herself.
Concerned for her safety, Fitz looks to the glass-paned door of the currently empty study that opens out onto the porch. He ushers her into the study and out of harm's way.
Fitz takes the key from the lock, securing it deep in his pocket. He strides across the room in a matter of seconds, locking that door as well. Lizzie has nowhere to go. She must answer his proposal now. She shivers, perturbed and dripping by the study desk. He strides back towards her frame, her chest rising and falling. Her dress fabric clings to her body tightly and is near translucent due to the rain. He stands before her, backing her into the desk. He brings his lips close to her ears, whispering. Although he knows they have the manor to themselves, the weather will keep their relatives from returning.
He kisses her wet neck. If she were to yield to him now, no one would ever learn of this tryst. And if she accepts his proposal, it will be all the same. But she does not want to give him the satisfaction. She stands her ground, unmoving. He tortured her heart for years. It's her turn to torture him. or so she thought.
He kneels before her ripped dress and in one fell swoop rips the fabric clear across, exposing her damp thighs. He winds the fabric in his hand, taking her wrists and binding them with it. He ties them to one another and begins to caress her wet thighs. He runs his tongue from her calf to her innermost thigh, where her body gives away how she truly feels for him. He smiles at the warmth and want between her legs. This is the answer he has been looking for. He stands, turning her and bending her over the desk.
She breathes slowly, wanting whatever he may give her next. She wants him to punish her for her insolence. She wants him to make her scream to the world how she loves him so, how he makes her crazy, how she would do anything for the erection growing beneath his wet pants. He brings his mouth between her legs, breathing heavily over her thin linen undergarments, wet with rain and her own desire. He pulls them down slowly, sending a shiver down Lizzie's spine. She realizes she's holding her breath in waiting for what he will do to her body. He uses her own wetness to lubricate his agile fingers, slipping one deep between her legs. She shakes in desire, giving way to her carnal instincts.
He brings his lips to her backside, kissing her plush skin tenderly, then raises his face and brings his open palm to her backside, smacking her heartily.
He shakes his head. He delivers another, this time to her other ass cheek. She leans into this one so that he makes contact between her legs instead. She bites her tongue this time. She cannot give him the pleasure of knowing how much pleasure he is giving her.
He brings his fingers to his lips, tasting her from his fingertips and savouring every moment loudly before slipping them back inside of her, finding the deepest part of her.
He rubs her most sensitive area, then brings his other hand down on her ass slowly. She quakes with pleasure. He brings his erection against her ass, still rubbing her hand with his. He means to drive her wild until she's begging for mercy.
Lizzie tries to fight the pleasure, but disobeying and feeling Fitz ruin her holes is everything she never knew she wanted and more. She grits her teeth and carries on acting the spoiled brat.
He moves his full hand in circles around. He then pulls her back against his body. He spreads her legs with his foot, sliding her legs wide for him. He then delivers justice between her legs with his open palm. She's soaking with want. It covers his hand. He smiles, bringing his wet hand to her mouth, covering her mouth with it, and freeing his throbbing erection with the other.
He slides into her easily. Her body wants him inside her, to wear him deep like that always, every breath of every day. He can feel this as her body greets his, but still she bites at his rough hand over her mouth. He knows she needs to fight, to feel him fight back and prove he wants her, to prove he is worthy. He is happy to do so. He pushes her head down on the desk, fucking her from behind with force.
He flips her over, spreading her eager legs and slamming his cock inside of her while she back arches against the desk. She moans, incredulous to the pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.